Let's Talk, Fellowship Church's devotional podcast devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today is going to come from Luke 21, the first four verses, which say, Jesus looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the offering box, and he saw a poor widow put in two small copper coins. And he said, truly I tell you, this poor widow has put in more than all of them, for they all contributed out of their abundance. But she, out of her poverty, put in all she had to live on. I shared recently with the adult worship team and the youth worship team one of my favorite passages on worship in the Bible. And it comes from towards the end of the story of David in Scripture, where after he has counted all of the people in Israel and recognized what he's done, God has sent punishment. And after the punishment, God tells David to offer him a sacrifice in a particular place, where the temple will ultimately be built. But what he says is, go offer me a burnt offering there. And so David goes to the person who owns this field and says, I'd like to buy your field to offer sacrifices to God. And the man, who must have been a good man, says, you're the king. I give it to you. And I give you any of these sheep or rams or whatever you need to sacrifice. They're yours. Just say the word. And David says a very important sentence. And he says, why would I offer the Lord a burnt offering that costs me nothing? And that's a principle throughout Scripture, that when we truly worship, when we truly praise, it's going to cost us something. The book of Hebrews talks about bringing a sacrifice of praise. There's no such thing as easy worship or free worship. It's going to cost us. So when we talk about in a leading worship context, it's going to cost us time. We're going to show up on Wednesday nights and we're going to practice. And it's going to cost us energy and focus. And we have honed our abilities to be able to sing or to play or to handle the AV side of things. And we use all of this as a means of worshiping God. Now, in our passage in Luke 21, it's talking about giving. And giving is certainly a part of our worship, giving our money. Part of our worship must include giving to the local church that we attend. If you go here, it's here. If you go to another church, it's that other church. And it shows a reliance upon God, saying, I'm going to trust you with my resources, and I'm going to give to the church that you have planted me in for the work of ministry. Now, there is no amount of financial difficulty or poverty under which we are immune to Scripture's teaching on giving. This woman had very little to give on. And what this passage shows us is that God sees her worship. God accepts and honors her worship. She gave out of her poverty. But worship, as much as it does include giving of our money, of our resources, includes giving of our time and our energy. And so maybe, you know, it's easier to write a check than it is to show up, to give your time. How can I, and listen, I'm reading this and feeling this in the context of a busy season. And I'm sure many of you feel the same. So in the midst of my busyness, how am I going to be able to serve? How am I going to be able to give more of my time and my energy to kids ministry, to making coffee, to helping park cars, to whatever the case may be? But God calls us to worship by the way that we live, by the way that we love our lives, by the way that we invest our time. And he says he sees and he recognizes and accepts as not just worship, but valuable worship, what we give out of what we do have. Maybe it is a busy season, but we must seek the Lord and say, God, how do you want me to give the time that you have given me now? It feels like very little, but show me how to give out of my poverty. And God, all over Scripture, promises to receive and to bless us when we choose to trust him with our finances, with our time, with our calendar. It's often harder to trust with the latter than it is with the former. So God, we thank you for this passage that reminds us that we can give out of our what may look like or feel like less than we would like. Show us, help us to seek you in prayer, how we may give of our finances, how maybe we give of our time and our energy, because Lord, you are worthy of it. You gave your very son so that we might know you. Now show us how to respond in worship by the way that we give. And we thank you that you do not ask us to do this alone or without your help. You give us your grace, you give us your word, you give us your Holy Spirit, you give us your very life to show us how to love and to worship you. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for tuning in to another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.